This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. The latest numbers show house prices in the Dallas area up 7% since last year, outpacing the national average yet again, which would seem to be great news for the folks who build houses. And yet the executive officer of the Dallas Builders Association had to take a trip to Washington, D.C. last month. He was making a desperate plea to members of Congress for immigration reform. Phil Crone, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
What's the link between surging house prices and immigration policy?
The two of them are linked just because it's basic supply and demand. You are seeing about 100,000 jobs moving here. I always tell people that homes are where the jobs sleep at night. And when you see that kind of demand, the corresponding demand comes for your workforce. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our workforce comes from areas outside of the U.S. and Mexico in particular. So we need those folks. They're essential to get the job done in the residential construction industry.
So how serious is this problem in the construction business? How short are you?
We're about 18,000 to 20,000 workers short in the DFW area. And I would argue that makes the shortage as bad here as it is anywhere in the country right now.
So you're about 20% down right now.
Yeah, we are. When I talk to our members about what keeps you up at night, what are you worried about? Pricing's at the top, but the biggest thing that is driving the increased pricing that you talked about before is just the lack of labor. And we did a survey of our members, and on average, they said that the labor shortage alone is adding about $4,000 in about 2 months to every single project. I hear stories that a subcontractor will come by and take people off of one side and move them to another because they're paying those folks higher wages. So there's a lot of that pilfering going on.
With conservative Republicans controlling Congress and Donald Trump issuing travel bans from the White House, immigration reform seems like a pretty tough sell. So what did you find when you went to D.C.?
Talking to some of the area representatives and members of Congress from the Dallas area, they understand it, they get it, and they were certainly vocal in the meetings that we had about the undue distractions and inability to get the job done. And this is one of the jobs that they would like to do if Congress could kind of coalesce around an idea that makes sense. And in particular for our industry, that idea would be a guest worker program that really takes into account the demand that's here.
So how would you see that working?
I think a lot of people will go back and look at the H-2B visa program. That's not really well set up for the construction industry. So there's been talk of the ability for these people to come in and work in an industry and not just for a particular employer that they could be beholden to like they are with the H-2B program. And hopefully there can be some programs that are set up to incentivize these folks maybe to get licenses and maybe get on the path to becoming a citizen here. It's certainly not an amnesty program that we're talking about, but there should be a pathway for some of the people who are coming here and finding some good opportunities and really contributing to our economy and would all be people who we'd love to have stay here.
What have you heard from the people who work on construction sites?
They're on the ground feeling the same frustrations. They love the long hours because they get paid hourly and they're able to provide more for themselves and their families. But at the same time, they know they need help and they know they need more people in the industry. A lot of them have express the fact that some of these trades are having an aging workforce and they need to get younger people involved.
The aging workforce is an interesting question. So what are you doing outside of the immigration area to try to develop that workforce?
We're trying to bring back shop class, and we're starting to visit as an association with some of these programs that have popped up or have been around for a while in places like Skyline High School. Grand Prairie ISD has one. We're working with Collin College, who's putting together a construction supervisor program. We're going to have to get off of that mindset that your success is defined by going through and getting a college degree. I think for the last 20 years or so, at least, it's been go and get your bachelor's degree, and we don't care if you're a biologist or a barista when you get done.
We've done some reporting on what's known as middle skill jobs, where the wages are relatively high, but you don't need that four-year degree to thrive.
Yeah, and there are tons of examples. It's interesting. I was actually out at a Cowboys game last season and tailgating up close to the stadium. Those places aren't cheap, but you would see Escobar Roofing, Martinez Plumbing. I'd go talk to some of those guys, and they're living the American dream. They came, they had those skills, they acquired a little business acumen, and they put a crew together and have a pretty nice truck and a pretty nice life. So I think that that's really what we need.
Phil Carone, Executive Officer of the Dallas Builders Association, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate it. Thank you.